Speaking of climate, we got surprising word today that polar ice is melting three times more rapidly now than it was in the 1990s. That in a report in the journal Science. We asked Ben Tracy in our Los Angeles bureau to tell us what that will mean to the rise of the seas.
The researchers, including NASA scientists, say Antarctica and Greenland have lost nearly 5 trillion tons of ice since 1992, causing sea levels to rise by nearly half an inch.
We didn't really know that we were going to find such a dramatic speed up.
NASA's Eric Ivins worked on the study. Scientists say human activity, such as burning fossil fuels, is warming the atmosphere.
Each year, we're getting longer and longer melt season. This year, we had one of the longest melt seasons that we've ever seen.
Melting ice sheets now account for 30% of the rise in ocean levels, making flooding from storms such as Hurricane Sandy even more destructive. Along the California coast, the ocean is expected to rise another 3 to 5 feet by the end of the century. 3.5 million Californians live within 3 feet of sea level.
Eventually, we will be consumed by a higher elevation of the ocean.
Jefferson Wagner is the former mayor of Malibu. He says some beaches there have lost 5 to 6 feet of sand in recent years due to stronger storms and higher tides.
These things are happening. We have to realize that they're happening. We're seeing it here. There's no denying it any longer.
2 years ago, wealthy homeowners along Malibu's broad beach put up this 8-foot-high rock wall to protect their homes.
And it's just a matter of time until the sand is taken away from underneath this revetment and the rocks simply start to collapse.
The California Coastal Commission is strongly encouraging all coastal communities to have a plan in place to deal with rising sea levels.